now.
The players are going to vote to play because guess what players do, Darren? They play and they want to play. But in the end, the owners are going to kibosh it because it's going to cost them too much money. So it's going to be on the owners. That's my prediction. We're going to get this baton really far in the relay race, and then it's going to be dropped near the finish line. That's my prediction on this.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, good morning, Canada. Canadian sports fans around the world, welcome to the RP Show on this Monday. We're cracking the lid on a brand new week. I'm going to need my book, Darren. We're a little behind here because we got in here. It was like first day of school. Everybody was so excited to see each other.
Oh, yeah.
Comparing notes, swapping stories. I mean, things are hot in the Canadian sports scene today. Don't mind me. There we go. I'm going to need my quick six show topics, I think. Are you good?
I'm great.
Looks like you had a great day, a great weekend. You didn't get a haircut.
Did not get a haircut yet.
How long is this going to go on?
I don't know. You know what? I'll cut my hair when the CFL plays the football game.
Whoa.
How about that?
Are you sure you want to? Are you sure
wait.
You might be better off Leafs winning the Stanley Cup. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Okay. As long as the league doesn't die, if the league doesn't fold, I get a 3-month out clause. If it doesn't fold in the next 3 months, then we're good.
Listen, that's where we're going to start. You've never seen anybody battle with their earpiece as much as me in your life, have you?
No.
It broke over the weekend.
I can fix it again.
Yeah, you're very good at that. I'm not very handy.
I know.
But anyways, this is the rollout for Flooring Superstore, and a big howdy-do to everybody checking in from around the world, watching on Facebook Live and Game Plus TV Network. I was on the air in North Carolina this morning talking about the CFL news, by the way. A lot of CFL fans down there, and they watch the RP Show on Game Plus in the Carolinas, just pointing that out to you.
Wow.
So this opening segment's going to be devoted probably almost entirely to the Canadian Football League. It'll be a theme throughout the show. The breaking news, of course, is that the CFL has denied a loan to the Canadian Football League to play in 2020, and it's thrown the league's very existence in jeopardy. But we will be joined today. Our guests are Carlo Colaiacovo from TSN 1050 Toronto, morning co-host there with Michael Landsberg, NHL alum Carlo Colaiacovo, to talk about these Stanley Cup playoffs. Zig Fracassi, longtime friend of mine, Sirius XM NFL Radio. If you go to my Twitter feed right now, you'll see a photo of Zig and I in the front lobby of Sirius XM on the 56th floor of the office tower in New York. What, Clark? He's talking to me here. Here we go. That's me and Zig in the lobby. If you go to my right in that picture is Howard Stern Studios. To the left is every other studio, Sirius XM.
Wow.
In New York. It's pretty cool. Zig gave me a tour that day. We hung out. He's going to come on here later today. Thanks, Clark, for that. And also, Brian Propp. Papa. Guffaw. The Philadelphia Flyers, great, will be joining us from Philly to talk about the Orange Crush. But let's roll with the quick six show topics, Jordan. Let's hit it. What was that? There you go. What did I tell you? We're not ready to go today.
Sneezed and hit the wrong button.
What was that? Okay, number one, the federal government denies the CFL funding. We'll come back around on that. Point two, Sunday's NHL winners, the Islanders, Dallas Stars, Chicago Blackhawks avoided a sweep, Philly Flyers, and St. Louis. Today in the NHL playoffs, it's another veritable buffet, if you will, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tampa Bay, Columbus, Colorado, Arizona, Boston, Carolina, and St. Louis, Vancouver. We'll be discussing those. Point four, the Raptors open the NBA playoffs today. Does anybody know in Canada? It just seems like nobody's talking about it.
I know.
Thought it was we the North.
Right. It's we the Ontario.
It's we the six. And point five, Bo Bichette is on the shelf until mid-September. And without him, the Jays lose. If you're voting for MVP of the Toronto Blue Jays this year, it's Bo Bichette.
Yeah.
Hands down. And now he's injured and out until mid-September. And point six, 27 days to the NFL opener. I was watching a lot of ESPN get up this morning, NFL coverage, and that's what I learned. 27 days to the NFL opener. And listen, we've got a lot of NFL coverage planned for you coming up here over the next few months. We got the snowman who's watching right now from Charlotte, North Carolina. We got Tori Gurley, a very interesting segment we're going to be running with Tori coming up. We'll have the NFL covered from soup to nuts. Okay, so everybody's writing in here about the comment. Listen, again, my earpiece is broken. It keeps falling out of my ear. I shouldn't have put lotion on today.
That's why.
Because bonk, dropping out. Where do I start? I will start with this. Justin Dunk and Dave Naylor tied. Okay? It was a photo finish for who broke this news story first, which I know nobody cares about but them. This is their business, CFL News. They tied. They both tweeted at the same time, 8 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Mountain, out here where we live. CFL not getting its $30 million interest-free loan from the Canadian government. And I know, I saw the reaction online. People are like, oh, it's going to be spicy on the RP show tomorrow. I don't know what you want us to say. I was 50-50 on whether they were going to get the money to begin with. I will say this. Nothing against anybody else, but the two guys that I trust the most implicitly in this business are Justin Dunk and Arash Madani. They're the two guys. They're not being influenced by anybody. They don't lie, and they give you the goods. So on Friday, when Arash Madani reported that multiple CFL teams don't even want to play at all, including the Argos, I said on this show, I felt that would be the tipping point of the dominoes. Things will start now. It's exactly what's happened. Over the weekend, the federal government says you're not getting your money, but you're welcome to apply to any one of these other programs, which was another middle finger. That's what it was from the Canadian government to the CFL. So, you know, be that as it may, now we sit here with the Board of Governors today meeting to decide the season. Well, as if I talked to CFL observers and CFL types today on the phone, we all surmise that if the majority of teams didn't even want to play going into the weekend, do you think they're going to miraculously change their mind today when they don't have the federal government propping it up? Of course not. So they will pull the pin on the season today. That's my prediction on this. I can't imagine you're too far off. And then next, we expect the wave of layoffs across the Canadian Football League. So this is a very painful and traumatic time in Canadian Football League history. We said, remember where you are. Remember, just pay attention to what's going on, because this is historic right now. It's been 6 months of limbo. Now we got a definitive word from Ottawa, and now the pain starts. So that's my take. I've got more thoughts, but what's yours after all of that?
Pretty similar, you know, and, you know, right away, you just see the wave of people, you know, going after the federal government, that they screwed the CFL. Well, you know, and the owners screwed it up, and, you know, blaming everybody. And it's true. And there's a lot of blame to go around, but.
Ding, ding. Hang on. Thank you, Alex Dick.
What do we got?
From the TSN notification, the Canadian Football League has officially canceled the 2020 season, reports TSN's Matthew Schenitti. So nice work, Matt. Sorry to interrupt. Back to you.
Wow. I mean, not surprised, but it still hits you that it's real, right?
Yep.
Now it's real. The CFL is done for 2020. But when it comes to the federal government, did anybody ever expect the CFL to pay back a loan, interest-free or not?
CFL said that they would. I didn't believe it.
They're losing money every year, millions of dollars every year, according to reports that we've seen online. So how do you expect them to pay it back? I mean, if it was a grant, different story. It would have to be, you know, delivered that way. But you would never expect them to pay it back. So I'm not surprised they didn't give them the loan. You know, there's a lot of arrogance going on from the ownership about the season and about playing and things like that. So I'm not surprised. This is probably, you know, an inevitable conclusion. I just wish we could have got here a long time ago and not had to deal with all the garbage and dig the hole, a deeper hole for the CFL to get out of.
Yeah, so this is the kind of time that we live for in the media, why I got into it. You're on the air when there's breaking news. I'm seeing what CFL players are tweeting. Shaq Evans, for instance, star wide receiver for the Saskatchewan Roughriders, saying, well, as far as I'm concerned, my time as a Rough Riders up, I enjoyed it. I'm paraphrasing. But this is where the players are going with it now. They're getting on with their lives. And we can sit here for hours and talk about the potential ramifications. I was on the air at TSN 1200 Ottawa just this morning with Dean Brown, the host of the, he's the voice of the Ottawa Senators. He's hosting a show with AJ Jakubik, the voice of the Red Blacks. And Dean said to me, hey, do you think when they come out of this, what if some owners take a knee or want to sit out a season? Could they play with six or seven teams? I thought, now's not necessarily the time to be talking about that, but I would say anything's possible. The layoffs are coming because David Braley has already said, the owner of the BC Lions, he's not interested in paying people to sit around and do nothing. And with the season cancellation today, you see why teams have been waiting for this. So now here's where the pain starts, right? And the players, at least they know. I mean, I see Carlos Legena is watching in Indianapolis. He said, I'm at least relieved that we have an announcement now. Well, you know what? Probably for a lot of people, they feel a sense of relief. I'm talking about the people in the league. But they don't know what that feeling is. Right? It's here.
Yeah.
And the other thing, by the way, when I say I trust Justin Dunk and Arash Madani implicitly, they've never lied to me. And I know a lot of you folks maybe don't like Arash's report from Friday, or you don't like what Justin Dunk has to say. Please go back and show me any time where they've been wrong. Like one CFL person said to me today, guys were really upset at Arash's report on Friday that more than one team doesn't want to play. I said, was he right? Okay, the truth's been lost in a lot of this. So with the owners that just use some of the media as puppets to deliver their message, and it's a lie, the jig's up, guys. Nowhere to run to. Nowhere to hide. Oh, wait a minute. I thought the teams were being told to prepare to go to Winnipeg September 15th, right? Wasn't that the plan? Where do you think that came from? The jig is up. And that, so back to Dean Brown, the voice of the Senators. Who was the voice of the Ottawa Rough Riders? He worked in the league for 10 years. I'm a huge fan of his. He said, I'm worried about the league. Forget about this year. I'm worried about the league. I said, if the current CFL and the way it does business, which we've all learned, which I've known for a long time, but you all know now, if that goes away, I won't miss it. Right? We got a chance here to come back stronger than never before. But the way it's been run, how does it look to you? Did you not know that this was, what you know what I mean, was under the floorboards here?
Oh, yeah.
It was rotten.
You can see it. It's not a good situation. But, and again, you spend all this time, whether it's, if it's for show, to try and tell everybody that you want to play and you think, you know, we want to show everybody that we really want to play and we're really going to try. Well, you just lost time to try and rebuild this. We could have rebuilt this league stronger. And now we get to work, right? Rebuild the branding, rebuild the marketing, rebuild and start to set the foundation in place, a solid foundation that can last for a long time, because the brand of the CFL still has some power, but there's a lot of work to be done. A lot.
I don't know where to go with this. Did you see that our mascot outfit has showed up? You knew that. You were going to spring that on me? He can't run on set, right? Because he's green. Or do you want him to run on the set?
I don't think he can. Not yet.
Rick, let's do it.
He's green. He's
I know. Ricky, come run behind. Oh, see? There he is. We got him. Go back over by the couch.
Go over the couch.
Ricky, the iguana, has showed up, and he came from San Francisco. There he is. Ricky, look at the camera. Don't look at. Now's not the time to be shy. You're a mascot. Stop. Go back. What? Are you deaf? I can barely see, he says. Mascots don't talk! Where's the manual?
Okay, back away from the wall.
Can you put the camera back on? Yes, go back over there, Ricky.
There you go.
Thank you. Now you can wave. Now his feelings are hurt. Look at him. Now he's upset. 2 minutes in the box. Look. Okay. On to more serious. Thank you. Good job, Alan. Good job. Alan the intern. This is the rollout for Flooring Superstore. You know that anything can bust out and happen on this show at any time.
Yes. Right?
So people are writing in now. Where do we go from here? Ryland Betker, one of our viewers. Major changes need to happen from the top down at the CFL. Full rebuild. The business model is not sustainable, and the spotlight is there for everyone to see. I'm checking the poll results here for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center because the question today is, who's to blame for the CFL funding fumble? CFL owners or the Canadian government? 66% of you say the CFL owners are to blame, and we're into the hundreds of votes already, and I put it up just before the show. You know what? Does it really matter who's to blame, do you think? I mean, it's a good question, and we all agree that's what our question is going to be today, but does it matter who's to blame or not?
No. I mean, because we are where we are. We spend way too much time looking back and trying to come up with, well, I wouldn't be here if this. We wouldn't be in this mess if. Well, guess what? You are in this mess. You know, whatever that is, personal mess or the league mess or the business mess, this is where you are. Instead of going back and blaming people and fighting and getting mad about he said, she said, and what you did before, you're here. So now figure out who's going to be at this table to discuss the future together. We're all here. We're all on the same page. Great. Let's figure out how to move forward. And let's examine the past. Let's look back and examine what worked, what didn't, what's great, what's not. What do we bring forward? What are we missing? What do we need? Some business structure, MLSE, you know, some different money. You got to have finances. You got to have strong brand presence, marketing, all of those things. You need to get everybody at the table working together.
My friend J.R. Mitchell, he's watching in Calgary today. He says, fold it up, fold it, wrap it up. Maybe from the ashes rises a new phoenix. Nicole says it doesn't matter, doesn't change where we are right now. Well, it does, because if they go back to doing the same things they've always done, you're going to get the same results you've always had. Things need to change. I'm sorry, this is going so fast that I can barely keep up. Jeff Kozak, it just shows the flaws that have come to the forefront in the CFL. Yeah, Phil Kershaw, thank you, the former chairman of the CFL Board of Governors. He's watching in Victoria. Can you put that comment back up, please? From Phil Kershaw. This is a guy who's done a lot of business in the CFL. Playing in 2020 in Winnipeg with no fans was never really a viable option. Time to hunker down and get ready for 2021, and we need a realistic plan without government funding. CFL is a Canadian iconic institution. We will survive. Of that, I have no doubt, but I would direct your attention to 3downnation.com right now. The top article that Justin Dunk has posted on there, the owner and proprietor of the website, whereas the CFL felt they could just get the money on their terms from Ottawa. That's how they think. And I'm sure right now they are stunned since Friday night when they learned they're not getting the money from Ottawa. Stunned! What do you mean we're not getting the money? We're the Canadian Football League. That's how they think. That needs to change. So we got to this point. If you're going to continue to think that way, it will be curtains for the CFL. So that is the rollout for Flooring Superstore. Carlo Colaiacovo joins us next. Zig Fracassi on the way from SiriusXM NFL Radio. Brian Propp, too. It's the RP Show on a Monday morning. We're just getting rolling. You're watching on Game Plus TV Network across North America and listening and watching around the world on the Rod Peterson Broadcasting Network.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Here's to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
All right, welcome back to the program, everybody. Quick fix. Fastest grounds crew in the business. The fastest pit crew. Yep. Fixing my earpiece. So thank you guys for that. Listen, everybody's going wild about the CFL season cancellation. It's been announced. We will pick up on that a little later on here in hour one. So stick with us. We didn't know that was coming today. So we've got Carlo Colaiacovo joining us from TSN 1050. And the reason I'm looking at my phone, Carlo, let's bring him in here. The scores yesterday, a veritable buffet of NHL hockey. Islanders beating the Capitals 2-1 in overtime, pushing them to the brink, the Caps. Flames falling to the Stars 5-4 in overtime. Chicago avoids a sweep. They beat Vegas 3-1. Philly Flyers over Montreal 1-0 to take a 2-1 series lead. And, of course, the Blues and Canucks went at it. Blues over the Canucks 3-2 in overtime. You probably saw it. Pierre Maguire saying last night, this is a dream for hockey junkies. I couldn't have agreed more. How have you enjoyed the format of this Stanley Cup playoff since August the 1st?
Rod, it's been absolutely incredible, man. You know, to think about what we were starved for almost 4.5 months, and then all of a sudden get every sport back at once. You know, and the way they've done it, it's been, you know, sort of a March Madness type of feel where you're getting games all day. And, you know, there's been no better feeling, especially the type of hockey we're watching. I mean, that was a concern going into this, is what type of intensity we're going to see given the fact that it's playoffs. But, you know, I got to give everybody in the NHL a lot of credit, the people that organized it, especially the players. You know, hearing some of the comments from the players, you know, about it not feeling the same as playoff hockey, but they're sure as heck not showing it. The intensity's been there, and we just described the games. I mean, we're seeing some fun games, some games go down to the wire, and we're seeing some surprising results.
For sure. And actually, it's funny you say that. Great individual performances. Yesterday, three goalies posted 45-plus saves. Cam Talbot, Corey Crawford, and I can't remember the third. You probably know. Doesn't matter. But you bring up a good point, you know, about injuries. We thought there would be injuries and that older teams would be susceptible. And 2 weeks in, we haven't really seen that, Carlo. You mentioned the comments from the guys. What are they saying privately? Are they surprised at how their bodies have responded, guys you've talked to?
Not really, just because, you know, guys had phase three to prepare themselves. You know, we're talking about close to a month of skating before, you know, they got themselves ramped up to play games. Now, are you in game shape? Probably not. But, you know, I think the guys, you just look at the way that the testing results took place with the COVID protocols. Guys are taking this seriously, and guys took it seriously right from the start of phase three. And, you know, in saying that, you would think that, you know, the same priorities are being taken when it comes to their body and their health. Now, you're going to see injuries like just like you do in every other season. But, you know, I shared the same questions as to how guys were going to feel. But, you know, just as we gave credits to the players and everybody involved in hockey for, the players deserve even more credit for keeping themselves in shape, you know, especially with this type of mindset where maybe the same You know, the same things weren't available to them during this time when it comes to skating and facilities and stuff like that. So credit to the players. I mean, even the fact that, you know, we're seeing a lot of physicality and fights, you know, something that you thought that you would gradually build up and towards. We've seen that right from the start, and kudos to them.
Clark has sent, he's got sent comments like this on the monitor. I should have Clark in this chair because he's got all the Leafs comments. He says, Carlo was a part of the last Leafs team to ever win a playoff series in 04. He says, what will the next few months look like and how different will the Leafs look to start next year? 04 was the last time they won a playoff series. No wonder they're so upset.
Years.
Whoa. How are you with the Shanna? How are you with the Shanna plan?
Listen, the Shanahan plan still hasn't gotten the results. I mean, I think Brendan Shanahan deserves a lot of credit based on the job that he did from when he first got here to what the team looks like now. I mean, we're talking about elite talent that they've accumulated. They're a competitive team. But, you know, it's a results-driven business, man. Anybody who's played the game, who's around the game will tell you that, you know, if you don't win, nobody really cares. And for this Maple Leafs team and in this city, there's a lot of outrage right now, you know, because of the expectations that were put on this group and the way this team is built and the way they've lost the last couple of years have all been the same story written year after year, and nothing's really changed. So the concerning part is, you know, what to believe moving forward. I mean, you hear Kyle Dubas come out and address the fact that, you know, there's still belief in this group. Well, really, when you think about it, they didn't make the playoffs this year. If you really want to, you know, get down to the nitty gritty and, you know, categorize what the play-in playoffs meant, it means that it was getting to the round of 16 and the Maple Leafs didn't get there. So a lot of disappointments, a lot of frustration, and a lot of questions that need to be answered. And as we've seen year after year, it takes a certain way to play and have success in the playoffs. And you could dissect this Maple Leafs team all you want for the skill that they have, but when push comes to shove and they're asked to answer the bell in the biggest game, they haven't failed to or they haven't been able to overcome that. They haven't been able to win the big game. And in this market, when there's this much pressure on this team, it continues to mount.
We are live and interactive across the Game Plus TV network and Facebook Live. So that means the comments are coming in. And Brett Van Zeiss writes in and says, what happened to your MLSE rumor? He's talking, Carlo, about my scoop, I'd like to say, not a rumor, that the MLSE will be taking over control of the Canadian Football League. Brett, hang on. We'll get to that. I said we're going to talk about that later on in hour one. One thing I know about NHL guys, they're not that big on the Canadian Football League. So just hold on to your bingo cards. I don't, Carlo, do you follow the CFL?
I do, yes.
You do? Okay.
Yes.
I don't know. What
it's part of my job, and obviously, you know, one of my producers on my show is a diehard Argos fans, and I've gone to a couple Argos games, and I as you saw the news today, and I don't know about you, but I'm not surprised. It didn't make sense at all, considering some of the difficulties that they were facing coming back and having a season, and, you know, asking for the amount of money that they were asking to survive. It's an unfortunate circumstance that they ultimately are facing right now, but I think it's in the best interest for everybody that, you know, they focus on next year.
Absolutely. And the NHL's missed seasons and they've come back stronger. CFL's had a little bit of a different situation than the National Hockey League because of money. But back to what we were talking about, I want your take on the Islanders. Lou Lamoriello, Barry Trotz, like, they're on the verge of sweeping out the Capitals. And the story is Lou left the Leafs because he didn't like the direction under Kyle Dubas. I mean, is there a connection there that you can see?
There's been a lot of speculation. I mean, that's all we've been doing since last week when they got eliminated is now we're dissecting. Where do things go wrong? Because in the 2 years that Kyle Dubas has taken over, the philosophy has changed. And now you start comparing what Lou has on the islands and what he's done there compared to what Kyle has in Toronto here and what they've been able to accomplish. And it's the complete opposite. Lou has, you know, first tour duty or first assignment getting into the island was trying to keep John Tavares. Lost him to Toronto. Look at what Toronto's been able to accomplish compared to what the Islanders. The Islanders have won playoff series. The Leafs haven't, and they're about to sweep, you know, the Washington Capitals, something, you know, no one ever gave them the chance to do. But I think a lot of the credit goes to Lou in the sort of culture he's created there, you know, with the accountability that he set in. But most importantly, it was the hire of Barry Trotz. Barry Trotz has had success everywhere he's gone in the last decade on the three teams that he's coached, and mostly in particular because, you know, even when I played in St. Louis against those Nashville teams, Barry Trotz was always amazing at getting the most with the least amount of talent. And that's something that he continues to take with him. He transformed that Washington team with all that skill to buy into playing defense, and it won them a cup. And he's doing a marvelous job with the Island right now. You know, with they have talent, but if you had to, you know, describe them on paper or compare them on paper to the Maple Leafs, I think everybody would categorize the Maple Leafs as being the more talented team. So, an amazing job by Lou, an amazing job of the Islanders, and you know, the Maple Leafs have a lot of questions to answer right now.
I can't believe the amount of questions that have come in from our viewers on the Leafs. Darren, is this how annoying it is with the Dallas Cowboys? You know, because I'm a Cowboys fan, Carlo, and it's all Cowboys.
Let's hear the questions. There's a million questions to be answered about the Leafs.
I know, but I'm like, I can't believe there's so many Leafs fans out there because they've 1967. But Cowboys, it's the same thing. I guess they're like the Dallas Cowboys of the NHL. So the questions are this, Kevin in Saskatoon said, who do the Leafs need to trade? If they need a top pivot like a Seth Jones, there's a lot of pieces up front, Cardo, that you could move. Like, are they considering doing that?
I don't think they're considering doing that. You're talking about what the landscape and the challenges that every NHL team faces now with a flat cap. It's going to be very difficult to move a guy with a $10 million cap hit. And, you know, Kyle Dubas has come out and, you know, doubled down on the belief in this group. Do they need to make a change? I don't know if there's a right answer for that, but I think they got to listen on everything. Because clearly the group that's made up right now hasn't been able to do the job. And do they need help in other areas? Yeah, their defense is not capable or not good enough. I believe they need better balance in their forward group. Can't have too many guys playing the same way. You know, you see what wins in playoff hockey. It's guys that compete. It's the third and fourth lines that grind away. And I don't think anybody's scared to play the Maple Leafs, to be honest with you. They know they're offensively talented and offensively gifted, but just come to shove in a seven-game series, you know, their teams believe that they can push the Maple Leafs out. And that's up to them. I'm talking about the Maple Leafs, to change that narrative about them. And it comes with, you know, some of the changes that Kyle Dubas probably has to make, you know, rebuilding their bottom six, the forwards, and, you know, finding a legit top four defenseman that shoots right. That's been a problem for this team for the last, you know, handful of years, and something that he tried to adjust last year with bringing in Tyson Berry, but everybody knows how that experiment went. It failed.
And Nazem Kadri's looking pretty good with the Avs. But listen, Darren, it's not Leafs TV. There's a channel called Leafs TV. So you guys all go have a group text. Here's my question about the teams that are in the Stanley Cup playoffs. How are you on hunger, Carlo? Because I haven't watched as much of the Washington Islanders series, but they're saying the Capitals look disinterested. Like their rings might still be weighing them down. And the Blues didn't even win until yesterday. Do you know what I mean? Vegas is hungry. They're playing hungry. How are you on that hunger this time?
Yeah, Rod, that's a great question because, again, that was something that everybody was interested to see is how motivated these guys were to come back. And, you know, in particular, teams that have won it, you know, in the last couple of years. You saw what happened with Pittsburgh. You know, they get ousted by, you know, the lowest-ranked team with the Montreal Canadiens. And Washington, you know, doesn't look interested. It almost looks like they've been there, done that, and are just happy to be there. You can say the same thing about the St. Louis Blues. I mean, look at the run they went through last year and how much that took out of them. And, you know, some people question whether or not they'd be motivated. Now, they won a big game yesterday. I think game two could have gone either way, too. But it's up to them. It's up to the players to decide how hungry they want it. I mean, we're seeing these young teams like the Carolinas, like the Islanders, like the Vancouver Canucks, even the Colorado Avalanche, teams that are younger that haven't had that taste of playoff success, you know, looking like they wanted a lot more. And I think that's what you're going to see in this format, especially with no fans in the building. You know, we've talked to some coaches, some players and stuff, and, you know, they've all stated that the hockey's great. Everybody's happy to be back, but it's definitely not the same feeling playing with no fans.
I'm sure. I get it. But some are playing like they don't even notice, and some are playing that they can't get into it. Clark says we got 3 minutes. Just a quick one on Tuukka Rask pulling out. What's your take on that? What's your thoughts on him exercising that ability?
Yeah, hey, listen, I don't think anybody, including myself, is going to criticize Tuukka Rask for the decision he made, especially if it's, you know, what he said it was for. It's for family reasons. I think the one thing that I do question is just the timing of it. You know, in the middle of a playoff series, you know, it's not usually the ideal time to make a decision like that. But ultimately, you know, hearing what Don Sweeney had to say, the team was aware of this right from the beginning. And this was something that Tuukka battled with. And you just hope that, you know, everything that he says that he wants to put more attention to, you know, is within good standings. You know, you never want to hear bad things happen with him and or his family. So, you know, I don't really know. You know, it obviously would be concerning to me if you're on that team where his mindset was. And, you know, when I say timing too, a couple of days earlier, he comes out and he says, you know, he doesn't think that he's in good enough shape and, not really enjoying the experience there with no fans. So when you combine, you know, both instances that happen, you start to question, you know, just the timing of his decision and whether or not he just could have waited a couple more days. But it's not for me. It's not a decision for me to make. Ultimately, he made it, and we just got to support him with the decision he makes, because it is, you know, it is a difficult decision, and it is a difficult time or a difficult scenario for a lot of guys to put them through. And you just got to, you know, got to feel for them and understand.
I'm with you. Personal choice. But that's not enough for a lot of people, right? Carlo, I feel like we covered a lot here, so I appreciate it. Let's do it again. Here's the Stanley Cup playoffs move along, if you're cool with that.
Absolutely, yeah. Feel free to. Love coming on with you guys.
Okay, thank you, sir. Have a great day.
All right, see you, Rod. Thanks.
Carlo Kolayakovo joining us from TSN 1050 Toronto, and it is fun. The guy that's never seen a Seinfeld episode.
That's right.
It's hard to believe.
But he has seen the Leafs win a playoff series.
Yeah, that's right. Was he alive?
What a weird world.
When the Leafs won a Stanley Cup? The answer to that is no.
I know.
By the way, I got to ring the bell again. Breaking news this morning. The Canadian Football League has canceled its 2020 season. And I'm reading from the Canadian press. Details coming. The CFL has canceled its 2020 season because of the COVID-19 pandemic. It marks the first year the Grey Cup won't be presented since 1919.
Ugh.
That really hits home. So hang on. We'll be back all CFL the rest of the way in hour one, plus a sports update and viewer takeover. It's the RP Show on this Monday, August the 17th. It's Canada's daytime sports talk show, and we'll be right back on Game Plus TV Network. And listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website. IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
People donate blood for moments like this.
But there are lots of reasons why Canada's Lifeline needs donors every day.
Like the fact that someone with leukemia can need up to 8 units of blood a week.
Or that donated blood lasts no longer than 42 days.
Or to help new moms and babies, like Henry.
There's lots of reasons to donate blood. That's why we need donors every day.
The need for blood is constant. Join Toyota and our Toyota dealers in supporting Canada's Lifeline.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand dry and inspect every vehicle for a top quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's a breaking news day, and it's not a good day. The Canadian Football League has canceled the 2020 season, and I'm going to read from the release they just sent out. But hang on. First, a sports update. A bounce-back performance from Philadelphia goalie Carter Hart has his team up 2-1 in their Stanley Cup playoff series with Montreal. Hart made 23 saves. First career playoff shutout as the Flyers defeated the Canadiens 1-0 in Game 3. Philly Flyers great Brian Propp will be with us live in Hour 2. Calgary Flames let one slip away against the Dallas Stars. Joe Pavelski registered his first playoff hat trick. Stars blitz Calgary goalie Cam Talbot with 62 shots to come from behind and win 5-4 in overtime. Chicago Blackhawks were in big trouble. That's when Corey Crawford took over. Crawford made 48 saves in a stellar performance, and the Blackhawks beat the Vegas Golden Knights 3-1 at Rogers Place to avoid a sweep. Willie Adames hit a two-run homer in the eighth, and the Tampa Bay Rays beat the Blue Jays 7-5 to win both games of a doubleheader at Stalen Field Sunday. Toronto played both games without shortstop Bo Bichette after he was placed on the injured list with right knee soreness. Mike Ford drove in three runs, and the Yankees beat Boston 4-2 for their ninth straight victory over the Red Sox, their best spurt against their rival in nearly 70 years. And that's all I got. Other than the Raptors opening the playoffs today, game one against the Brooklyn Nets, Rod Black calls it a gimme series. I'll go along with that. This sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Saskatchewan's newest entertainment destination. I had the beef dip there, Friday. I deviated from my taco salad, and it was a good decision.
Nice.
Ballers Rec Room, our batting cages and arcade games are now open. No reservation necessary. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. John Ohms watching in Winnipeg this morning. He says, I have witnessed a lot of great things in sports. The CFL canceling its 2020 season is one of the worst. Well, as I said on TSN 1200 this morning in Ottawa, if the current rendition of the CFL goes the way of the dodo, I'll be okay with it. And it's little things like this. Just before the break, I announced that the Canadian Press moved across the sports wire that the season's been canceled. It's the first time the Grey Cup won't be presented since 1919. The CFL has issued a statement. And I do love the folks in the league office. But here's how it is. The Canadian Football League is shifting its focus to 2021 and beyond, after deciding not to play a shortened season this fall. Here's the statement from Randy Ambrosi. Our league governors decided today it is in the best long-term interest of the CFL to concentrate on the future. We are absolutely committed to 2021, to the future of our league, and the pursuit of our vision of a bigger, stronger, more global CFL. Now, Randy's been saying that for a long time. It's time to stop talking, and it's time to start acting. But the headline of the email from the league says, Canadian Football League shifts its focus to 2021 and beyond. How about saying the 2020 season's canceled? CFL cancels 2020 season. It's like when the Riders announced pay cuts here a couple months ago. Let's not call it pay cuts. Let's call it compensation adjustments. That'll seem so much better to our staff. Who are you trying to kid? How dumb do you think that we are? What did I say on Friday on this show? I'm getting a little insulted that they think that we're this stupid that we're going along with all this stuff. So we've been saying for months, everything that we said was going to happen has happened. I'm just checking all the comments here from the viewers. Hey, now is it time for NFL Canada? Is it time for this? The guy said earlier, what about MLSE? Sometimes I want to just go put my head right through that wall, Darren, in terms of listen to what I'm saying. I said last week, MLSE isn't going to come to the rescue and write a check and save the CFL for this year. It's a long play. 2020's gone. MLSC, I still believe, will be a major investor in the Canadian Football League. People are saying, let's call The Rock. Let's partner with the XFL. Where the hell have you been? We've been talking about this for weeks. I know you're just sitting there taking it all in, but it's just like, what the hell have I been sitting here talking about for weeks that this is where it's going?
I know.
And now they want to step up and say, this is what's going to save the CFL. You guys weren't thinking about this until this morning when they canceled the season? Convince me that I'm wrong.
I know.
Like Tiger, the Tiger King says, change my mind.
Change my mind. The CFL is not going to die. Okay? The CFL is not going to die. What we know the CFL to be may die, the old rendition of the CFL may die. Heck, the business, the league may even fold. But the CFL is not going to die. You got brand new stadiums in Saskatchewan, brand new stadiums in Winnipeg. You got new stadiums across in different cities out east, and hopefully more to come. So it's not going to die. It may change, but there will still be Canadian football. So don't worry about that part of it. But this is an opportunity to really clean things up from the top down. You know, refresh the entire league, the branding, the marketing. But there is so much still to be figured out. What happens to all of the contracts? What happens to all of the players? We've gone through this whole morning with this, and nobody's thought about the players yet. You know, it hasn't been on social media.
Of course not.
I haven't seen it anywhere. Everyone's sad there's no football. Well, what
everybody's
about
worried about themselves.
Everybody's worried about themselves, and that's always the case. What's going to happen? You know, who screwed this up? How bad did it get? You look at other leagues. Look at the NLL. Nobody's sitting there throwing mud at the NLL.
Not at all, but they made a decision.
They made a decision. They came to a decision. They made it. They were confident. And you trusted the direction in which the league was going because they were very clear right from the beginning. We're not going to play. This isn't going to work. We're going to shift our focus to next season. But the CFL was one foot in, one foot out. They were doing the hokey pokey for the last 3 or 4 months, and now they're not playing, and now we don't know that we can trust all of those governors and all of the team presidents and owners to get on the same page and move this forward in a positive way.
Steven Schneider, one of the viewers, writes in and he says, ha ha ha, The Rock got cut by Calgary. Do you think he cares if the league folds? I think you're a smart guy, Steven, because you watch this show. Clearly you're a smart guy, but that's a dumb comment because I've seen this a lot from people. Oh, The Rock hates Wally Buono. He cut him. You guys need to wake up. You know, go search The Rock's Twitter timeline where he is extolling Wally's virtues. He's like, thank you, Coach Buono, for the opportunity. He said it many times. And like many people will understand, maybe y'all are too young to understand these things. But sometimes after rock bottom, that's what you need to face. CFL's hitting rock bottom right now. So the best may be yet to come. For The Rock, the best thing that ever happened to him was being cut by the Calgary Stampeders and leaving Calgary with $7 in his pocket, which is the name of his company, his production company. $7, The Rock. You need to follow these things. Steve Johnson writes in on Twitter. He says, does the Rod Peterson Show offer grief counseling? I think we'll carry this over into the viewer takeover segment, but now you're depressed? Like, Jeff, the Stamps fan, says nobody's surprised by this. Really? Nobody, Jeff? Do you think maybe you always exaggerate? A lot of people are surprised. They were all holding out hope that there would be a season. And now, look, I got to carry this over. So hang on. Don't go anywhere. We'll just continue this in the viewer takeover. It's the RP Show. You knew it was going to get spicy today.
It's spicy.
It's the Rod Peterson Show. You're watching across North America on Game Plus TV Network. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. And listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You got something to say? You want to add to this show?
You can still chime in from wherever you are in the comment section. As a matter of fact, we encourage that.
What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming of the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now. Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rob.
It's a segment that we affectionately call the Viewer Takeover. It's the only one of its kind in North America. And a special shout-out to my buddy, Zig Fricassi. Hey, Zig! He'd be joining us in hour two from SiriusXM NFL Radio. Metal Shingle Guy writes in, Prairie Mobile text line. He says, sadly, it's over for the CFL. Now start the rebuild. New league, new rules, new teams. From Metal Shingle Guy. Brady in Saskatoon. Hey, Rod, it's sad the government wasn't able to give the CFL a loan. Hopefully they come back better and stronger than ever. NHL has been very entertaining. NBA playoffs start today with the Raptors taking on the Nets, and the Canadiens got unlucky yesterday, hitting five posts. There's no such thing as luck. We don't have time to get into that now. Gary emailing the show account through rodpeterson.com. We all knew that the CFL is a gate-drawn league, could not play with no fees paying fans in the stands, but for the Canadian government to not even consider helping out the CFL is a real disgrace when we all know how they pee millions away on other things with no return that is even positive. Let's hope that next spring they can at least give the CFL some startup money to get the 2021 season going. Ooh, so everybody's talking about this. I feel like Bob Cole right now. Everything's happening. On my Instagram, my cousin who's watching in Alberta writes in, and I'm not going to mention her name, but she says, we gave that money to Lebanon. And I couldn't tell if she was being sarcastic or not. My guess, because she's a humanitarian, probably not being sarcastic. Canadian government giving money. Look at the devastation that went on in Lebanon with the bombing of the port terminal. How could you say that's a bad thing? Right? I don't think she is.
Right.
Right. And I should say, by the way, my family all in Alberta and BC watching on TELUS Optic TV love the fact that they can catch me every day. It's a family thing. Don't judge me. They just feel happy that they can watch us every day.
Yeah.
On Game Plus. But money going to a relief effort versus money for a pro football league, unwinnable argument, not even going to pick a side. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
How do you?
You can't.
How do you can't.
You can't.
You can't. Pick one or the other. Maybe support both.
That's the idea.
There's that.
If you can, you know. But yeah, I mean, geez, it's such unprecedented times when we're trying to support Canadians who aren't working.
That would help.
And of course, you've got a ton of Canadians abusing the system that have been put in place to help Canadians who need it. So you already know that that's going to be a minor disaster trying to unravel all that and clean all of that up in the next number of years. And you're going to have to go to people and say, hey, we need some money back. And if you're in trouble and you're taking that money and you probably shouldn't be, you're not going to be in a position to be able to pay that back, $2,000 a month. It's really, really a tough situation.
Yeah, and I don't know what the answer is, though. We sit here every day and have coffee together and talk about it. Clearly, they're not listening to our suggestions, and that's fine. Jason watching in Red Deer says it's not the government's responsibility to bail out the CFL or other organizations for that matter. It's sad, but true. But the fact is, I do think that the CFL has been mismanaged. So it's tough to defend, very tough to defend getting federal money. Now, having said that, I pay taxes. I look at these American CFL players that are saying, what have I been paying taxes for my whole career? Henry Burris literally paid millions of dollars in taxes. And these guys can't get any money back in a time of a crisis. To me, that's wrong. But it's not going to stop any Americans from coming up to the CFL in the future. It's just not. Because they see it as a stepping stone to the National Football League, which we'll be talking about next hour with Zig Fricassi. I'm talking about the four-down game. But if you don't like the way the government handled this, you have an opportunity to vote at the polls in another 3 years' time. That's really what it all comes down to. Yep. We have no say as to how the government spends our money that we give them. Anyways, a big thanks to Carlo Koliakovo joining us here in hour one. And he actually talked on the CFL. You can go back and watch that on the podcast. In hour two, Zig Fricassi of SiriusXM, NFL Radio, CFL follower too. And Brian Propp, Philadelphia Flyers great, as the Flyers have a 2-1 lead on the Habs. For the rest of you, we'll see you tomorrow on Game Plus Network right here at 10 a.m. Mountain. Hour two come up on Facebook Live. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. I'm talking fourth quarter. Monster hit. This crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Nat, what are the top 5 reasons people come to Suds?
Number 5. Our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number 4. We knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number 3. Our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number 2. You never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number 1 reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends. For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.